Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. How's everybody doing today? And of course, we've got another beautiful weekend as we head into the holidays. They are right around the corner. And I hope that you're not stressing, that you're just really getting organized and getting started for next year. That is what it's all about. And of course, if you're just tuning in, waking up, starting your day in a positive way, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I want to make sure that you know to download our podcast, and that is The Kim Pagano Show. You can stream us here on kvta.com. And also, our phone number here to call in is 805-419-0008. I look forward to all of our amazing guests. And of course, before I start, I always start with something uplifting. And today's is the most beautiful thing that anyone can wear is confidence. And really, that's what this show is about. I bring amazing guests on to really share their dreams, share their passion, and teach us things along the way. And my first guest is Lydia Martin. And let me tell you a little bit about Lydia Martin. I'm so excited. First of all, she is truly living her dream. She left her corporate job in March of 2020, that's not very long ago, to fulfill her time dream, her long time dream. And through her challenges and courses and coaching at Banish Business Clutter, she has helped thousands of business owners. And I kind of stumbled onto her and was like, I need to know more about this lady. And every day that she comes out with another thing on Facebook or through her company, she blows me away. I mean, there's so many things can help so many businesses. So by showing them how to reduce physical and digital and mental clutter, her students and her clients are empowered to make decisions, take action, and increase their income and impact. And so she is a lifelong educator. Lydia's superpowers is her step-by-step. This lady, when you watch this, I don't know about other people, but when I've been watching her teaching, is this so easy? So I'm so excited again to bring on Lydia Martin. And of course, we're going to be talking about how to banish your business clutter so you can increase your clarity, your productivity, and your profits. Lydia, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Kim. So excited to be here with you today.
You are so welcome. And I have to tell you, every time I've been on any of your classes and all that, and you know, I think it's just because you're so down to earth. It's like you've been there, done that, and you know exactly how to share what we're doing so we're not scattered, right?
I do love making things simple and fun, even the most challenging things.
In your words, tell us about basically how you got started and who you are.
So I had my first business when I was 23, and it was a direct sales business. And I was excited about it because I was a full-time music teacher at the time and starting to, we were starting our family, and I really desired to be home with my kids. So while I loved my music teaching position, I just really, really wanted to be home, but I loved just interacting with people, and I loved teaching, and I thought, I can't, you know, not do something. So I literally attended this direct sales party, and it ended up turning into a 20-year career. And wow. In that 20-year career, I just fell in love with business systems and strategy and eventually technology, because when I first started that business, we had dial-up internet. We learned through cassette tapes.
So okay, you're aging yourself like me. Yeah,
I am. But I always I laugh that what I do today didn't even exist 25, 30 years ago. So I'm so thankful for that journey because it just really helped me learn how I loved to serve business owners. Even though I was in direct sales and I was actually with the company Pampered Chef, so I was teaching people how to cook and working with kitchen tools, but ultimately it brought me to loving teaching business. Everything from sales strategies to organization. And I just didn't realize until 20 years in that career, just the gift that I had that I could share with others. And in 2014, I heard about Amy Porterfield and I came across one of her trainings, and I don't think it was a podcast back then, but it was probably something online, webinar, right, most likely. And she introduced me to the concept of online courses and that you could build a business teaching online courses. I just remember in 2014 going, one day I'm going to do that.
There you go. I love it. And so that was 2014 and 2020 basically is when it all happened, correct?
Yes. I ended up resigning from my direct sales business to become a corporate trainer and speaker and coach. So I worked on the corporate side of things for 5 or 6 years, but that whole time that dream was still sitting there, and I just learned as much as I could about digital marketing, online courses, and ironically, I just decided the end of 2019, not knowing that a lockdown was coming, that everyone's world was going to change, I decided at the very end that it was time. And I resigned from my job March 2nd, 2020, 2 weeks before the COVID lockdown.
Wow.
I stepped out of that boat and launched my business. I'm so glad of the timing. I might have been too scared if I had known what was coming. And I just pushed forward, and it was beautiful timing because everyone came home and all wanted to get digitally organized.
No, I mean, you're giving me chills because you were absolutely, and now I understand that. Now, what did your husband do?
So my husband has been in IT for 30 years. So he's been a computer programmer. He is just a tech genius in the programming world. And so he did that for 30 years and he just recently resigned as well.
Well, I know. So that was kind of your dream to retire your
husband. This is a dream. Yeah. So in 20 months of since launching my business, I was able to have my husband resign from that career, which, it's a great career, but it's stressful when you work for someone else. And
of
now
course.
He works on our team and we get out of bed at 8:30. It's awesome.
Oh, isn't that awesome? I love sharing people's dreams. And not only that, Lydia, you just have, there's a gift. You have a gift that you've shared with so many people. So I want to try and kind of really just share this with my listeners, because I have to tell you, you've changed my world. I've sat in a couple of your classes, Banished Business Clutter, talking about, putting your bookmarks together. And, that was one of the things that I'm like, I'm always looking all over my computer for things. And we waste so much time with that. So let's first of all, let's talk about all the programs that you use so that our listeners can kind of just grasp that to start off with.
Right. So, what's so interesting about my story is while I have always loved tech and digital tools and digital shortcuts, as each thing has launched in our world, I've always been one, I'd love checking out any new app, new tool, but I did not come out of the womb an organized person. Okay. In fact, the first 17 years of my direct sales business, I was 100% overwhelmed by clutter. I could never seem to keep up. I mean, I was raising a family, working a full-time job, and I couldn't understand how people ever had an organized desk because I could barely survive just keeping up with everything. There was never time to organize paperwork or receipts or things started to become more digital as time went on, and it was supposed to make our lives easier. Well, then I just got more overwhelmed because in addition to physical clutter, I ended up with digital clutter. I had things all over my computer that I couldn't find, all over my desk that I couldn't find. And, you know, you walk into that space feeling so overwhelmed, defeated, frustrated, paralyzed. So I think the reason why a lot of people relate with my story is I wasn't born with this natural organization gift. It came out of 17 years of utter frustration. And then in 2013, I was introduced to Evernote. And that just happened to be the tool that opened my mind to, okay, I could actually potentially create an online system that finally helped me organize my business and my life. And I spent, since 2013, many hours, a certification in order to not only help myself, but now to help thousands of others create that system that reduces clutter. So Evernote was definitely the catalyst that kind of turned my world around. I use other wonderful tools as well, but that was really where I started going, you know what, I need to tame this paper tiger. I've got to, you know, not, you can't be 100% paperless, but you can have less paper in your life to streamline your systems and be able to get what you need when you need it. So, yes, so it's been quite the journey.
So that is the first steps of clearing your clutter, at least your computer clutter, correct?
And so I always tell people,
paper clutter too, right?
Well, that's what I mean. You have paper clutter, you have digital clutter, you have your mental clutter, you know, all the things you have to keep up with between your calendar and your to-do list. So I break it down so simply. I don't know if you've ever heard that quote by Barbara Hemphill. She says, clutter is nothing more than postponed decisions.
Ooh,
and so I've kind of
like
taken that line. So that quote, nothing more than postponed decisions. If you think about it, the reason why we have clutter, because I break this down to two things. We have simply not made a decision on the plan or the place. And if
because
you
everything
can,
should have a home, correct?
Everything should have a home, whether it's a physical item or a digital item. And so until you decide where something will ultimately live, it's very hard to create a plan, a system where you're going to continually put that thing where it goes, right? Your system is, how am I going to work with paperwork when it comes in my house? How am I going to work with an attachment when it comes in through an email? Like, you have to be intentional in your plan and then have the one place you know where those things are going. And just that alone makes such a difference in clearing clutter. So that's kind of where we start.
Well, that sounds really good. Okay, so that's our first step. What's our second step?
So after that, the hard part is that decision making. And so, of course, working with someone who does understand what's available makes a difference. This is where I try to help business owners who just have never really had anyone sit down and explain to them what the options are. Like, you know, great example is the cloud. You probably have seen that one meme. I think it's the actor that's in Jurassic Park.
Right.
Pratt. Chris Pratt. There's a meme with Chris Pratt, and he says, at this point, I don't know what the cloud is, and I'm too afraid to ask.
And that is so true. I mean, you know, I mean, even like, okay, I want to start using Kajabi. That's another one. You're like, oh, God,
yes.
You know. There's so many things that you've introduced that I want to use, and it's a little scary because they're out of my wheelhouse. So I'm so excited to work with you.
And I always tell people, you know, when you're entering anything that's new, of course you're going to have that feeling of overwhelm. There's a learning curve to most technology and systems that you're implementing. But it's worth getting over the hump, because then you end up saving time, money, frustration, your sanity. Okay, but you're right, getting over the hump of it's hard. So just understanding, you know, the tools that are out there. How can, you know, a cloud-based system help me make sure I'm saving things securely or I can get to things securely? What applications are going to help me with systems that I need? You know, and I always tell people, you know, the magic is not in the tool. Like, I could tell everyone today, just go get Evernote, it'll solve all your problems. But that would not be true.
Right, because you have to know how to use it.
Right, the magic's not in the tool. It's the system you're committed to doing that is the magic. And so without the system, you know, the tool helps you with your system for sure. And for some people, it's another tool, that whether it's Google Drive, maybe it's Trello, maybe it's whatever. There's so many different tools for different purposes. So I always encourage people, you know, researching, finding mentors, asking questions. You know, if you're in a Facebook group community, for example, of people in your niche and they're all doing what you do, you ask, what are the tools you use for this? What are the tools you use? And then you do your research, you do your due diligence. But in the end of the day, you have to decide and do. So many people get stuck in, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? They never pick something, dig in, and go for it. And you got to for it.
Great, great advice. Yeah. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. I have Lydia Martin on with me, and she is going to help us get organized. And if you think it's already not 2022 yet, let me tell you, this is the time to start right now so that when it is the new year, you're already ready to rock and roll. And Lydia, give out your website because I really want to share you with everyone.
Sure. It's banishbusinessclutter.com.
Banishbusinessclutter.com.
And, you know, and I do serve a variety of different types of business owners. And I know you mentioned Kajabi. So that's an example of a tool that serves a specific type of business owner, someone who's wanting to launch online courses, memberships, coaching programs. I know. And some people are like, well, what's Kajabi? Do I need Kajabi? Well, that's where you do your research. What's it for? Is it what I need to reach my business goals? For some, no. For others, absolutely. So
right.
I try to help people kind of get through all of those questions. Even on my website, I have a tools link that kind of shares with you my favorite tools that I use. And then, of course, there's also many resources, blog posts, videos, that you can access on my website to learn more.
Right. I love that. So leave us with, you know, I mean, we kind of talked about the first thing, getting organized. Run us through just a couple of little tips here.
Sure. So let me give you an example. One of the things I always teach in any of my challenges, my courses, is the importance of setting up your devices to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
So many people just brush over this step, right? We're in survival mode. We're obviously trying to make an income. We're trying to have an impact. And so we buy a new computer and we just start throwing things on it. No time to set anything up. No time to decide how we're going to save things, where we're going to save things. And then we waste so much time resetting passwords, trying to find that link, trying to find that file, and just a few simple steps will make a massive difference. I call it saving microseconds.
Microseconds
add up. They add up to a lot. And if you start saving millions of microseconds just by taking some time to set up your systems to work for you, it makes such a difference. So you mentioned bookmarks. My bookmark folder system is probably one of the things that most of my audience would say was the most life-changing tip they've ever received from me. Huge, right?
Yeah, it helped me a lot. So that's why I thought, you know.
So bookmark folder is a great example. First of all, do you have a default browser? I've worked with people that they open their computer screen and I see three browsers sitting on their toolbar. They'll have Microsoft Edge open, Chrome open, you know, Firefox open. I'm like, why are we using three browsers? We need to choose one. Sticking with one browser can make a big difference because that's where now everything is opening, everything is being saved. So you're going to need to go into your settings. You're going to set your default browser. Even as a Mac person, I am a total Apple fanatic, I still prefer Google Chrome as my browser instead of Safari. So Safari's fine, but I love a lot of things about Google Chrome. So I've set Chrome as my browser, and I've set up a complete bookmark folder system inside Google Chrome so that any link I need is clickable from a folder in my bookmarks bar, and I get these beautiful vertical drop-down lists to find any group I need in Facebook, any website I need for my business, absolutely everything. So that's one of the things that I teach day one of my 4-day Banish Business Clutter Challenge. So you can find out more about that on my website, but it is life-changing. No more 50 tabs open. So many people just keep 50 tabs open so they can go back, but that's not the most effective way to work with your browser. Definitely.
There you go.
Use your bookmark folders and creating passwords. That's another thing. You know how many people probably waste millions of microseconds of their life just resetting passwords?
Yes. Now, what do you use for that?
So I recommend getting a password manager. There are many great ones out there. My two favorites are 1Password. So you would go to the1Password.com or LastPass.com.
Okay.
Those are the two that I
use
recommend.
Dashlane. And yeah,
Dashlane is one I actually did use. That's another good one.
Yeah,
I used to have Dashlane before I went to
1Password. It really helps you because how many times are you redoing your passwords? There's just so many things. Lydia, this is like so much fun to have you on. And I know you have like, it's like almost like you're filled with ideas. I would love to bring you back on because I know we barely touched it. Leave us with, you know, one huge tip and then of course share your website and how people can get in touch with you. I love your 12 Days of Christmas. You have all these little specials going on right now. You have like, I just wait every day to like, what is she going to offer now, you know? I really love what you're doing. You're doing a great job in helping so many people.
Well, I will tell you, in addition to digital organization, I do have a very sincere passion for empowering business owners to reach their goals. And one of the big mantras that has just changed everything for me that I teach a lot in especially my courses where I'm helping people launch their own courses and their own businesses, I absolutely love the mantra, take massive imperfect action. That phrase has been life-changing for me. This is one of the reasons why it took me six years, I guess, from Amy Porterfield to launching my business. I spent 6 years overthinking, overanalyzing, overdoubting, over-researching, and
you're
you just got to do it. And so I was like, you know what? When I launch this business, my website's not going to be perfect. My first launch isn't going to be perfect. My first course isn't going to be perfect. And you know what? It doesn't matter. Done is better than perfect. You do not learn what you need to do as your next step until you launch. You have to launch whatever that thing is. So take massive and perfect action is just, I preach it all day long.
I love
because
it.
Because I feel it's so powerful for business owners.
Well, Lydia Martin, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show,
My
The Brighter
pleasure.
Side of Life. Please download our podcast. And again, give out your number or your website, however my listeners can get in touch with you.
Sure, yes. Go to banishbusinessclutter.com. You'll see a number of resources linked to my Facebook communities where you can connect with me and, of course, a lot of other wonderful tips as well. But thank you so much for having me, Kim.
Oh, you are so welcome. Enjoy the holidays, and we'll be in touch. So thank you again.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know anger management is available to you? Do you live with stress every day? Are you driving, feeling stressed, possibly speeding? There are stress management techniques available to you to help you reduce stress and the risk of a court-ordered anger management class. TNT Anger Management Services can help you. The consultation is free. Call TNT today, not tomorrow, at 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to their website at tntams.com. That's tntams.com.
Carolyn Osborne of Chiron Energy Medicine. Unlock your health, confidence, and performance with the Chiron Energy Experience. Carolyn's work as an energy intuitive supports people and animals to align their core essence using her 3P, proactive, prevention, and practice techniques. By clearing your mind and body of whatever doesn't serve you, Carolyn opens and strengthens the connection to your highest well-being. She helps you and your animals learn how to be healthy and happy. For a complimentary 20-minute introductory consultation, visit ChironEnergyMedicine.com. That's C-H-I-R-O-N EnergyMedicine.com.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise, helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, DAOUST.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, my next guest is Evelyn Garfield. She's the owner of Junk Yard in Simi Valley. I don't know if any of you have been there, but it's a great restaurant. And we met many years ago, and he is here to help a community member. And, of course, he is 5 years old, and we're talking about Aiden. And Evelyn, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Kim. Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. Tell us a little bit about why you're here. And, of course, I got a phone call, and, of course, I'm all about, it takes a village to get things through, and if I could have a voice or help somebody, that's why I do my show, and of course, that's why we talk about the brighter side of life. So talk to us a little bit about little Aiden.
Yeah, well, definitely we're all in this together. Aiden is, like you said, he's 5 years old, and he recently relapsed with a rare form of leukemia, and we decided that we have to get as many people to test to be his match, because that's the only solution. It's the only way he's going to survive is if we find the match, and I think we're going to do it with your help and people like you getting the word out to get people to testing sites.
Well, thank you. And so let's just talk to us about, so how do you know Aiden?
Okay, so Aiden participates in jujitsu at Gracie Barra with my 5-year-old grandson. And he is such a sweet, sweet little boy. And just a couple of weeks ago, he was there in jujitsu. And now I just got a picture just moments ago of him, you know, really not feeling very well. And he's in the hospital. And it's just so sad. You know, we all have to do whatever we can.
Right.
And so basically we're trying to share this. You have to be between the ages 18 to 40, right?
Yes. And so that's a real critical, you know, 18 to 40, and there's no chance for squeaking to 41 or to 17. They're very specific about 18 to 40.
Okay. And what? How do we test? What do we have to do to do with the testing process?
I'm so glad you asked, Kim.
Thank you.
There's some ideas out there that it's difficult and it's, you know, time consuming and things like that. It really only takes a few minutes. And it's basically just a cotton swab, like a Q-tip on the inside of your cheek. That's it. That's the extent of the testing. And,
okay.
Yeah.
And so how does that work exactly? So they're testing, is it your saliva? Is it? What is
they're just picking up. I mean, I don't really know the science about it, but they're kind of like picking up the saliva and they do a test on it. It's just that whatever's coming off the inside of your cheek. That's so funny.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. And so how long does it usually take? Minutes?
So the testing process is just a few minutes. And then to find out, you know, if it's a match, they're saying it takes 4 to 6 weeks. So they have calculated that out into the time when they said we only have 30 days to find a match. As of today, we're on day 23. So,
okay. So we need to make this happen soon.
Yeah.
So,
and we appreciate it.
And if somebody was a match, what would the process be for the donor?
Okay. So I'm also glad you asked that, because back in the day, it was a, you know, painful procedure and a lengthy procedure and included, you know, kind of a big surgery and all those things to donate. And now, because of technology, what we're basically looking for is bone marrow stem cells. So the actual donation is kind of like on par with a platelet donation. It's like a blood draw out of your arm. So,
oh, really? That's it?
Really,
so it would just be like donating blood?
Yeah, like a longer version of that. So instead of, you know, when you donate blood, that takes like, what, like 15 minutes or something, 10 or 15 minutes. It just takes longer. So I don't know the exact length, but maybe it could be an hour.
We need to get people out there. And so if you are listening right now and you are between 18 and 40, correct?
Yes.
And you want to give the biggest gift of your life and, of course, to Aiden's life and to his family, I just think, you know, go and just see. I mean, it's, and you were saying it's really not painful, correct?
You know, it might be uncomfortable, I'm sure, but it's not that experience that it used to be, say, 10 years ago.
Okay.
You know, it's not,
okay.
It's not, and certainly whatever discomfort there is, you know, we're talking about saving the life of a 5-year-old sweet little boy that certainly deserves to find, you know, to have this opportunity to have a great future.
Okay.
What I did want to say is if you can go, our social media is Match for Aiden, AYDEN. And on all of our social media channels, there's event tab that you can just check into to see the upcoming testing of sites. So if you're able to come to one of our sites, which right now we're at Moore Park College, we'll be here till 2 o'clock, and tomorrow we're at the Posada Royale in the morning, the hotel on Madeira in Simi Valley. But if you come to our site, that's the quickest way we can get the test results being analyzed and finding the match.
Okay. Well, again,
Evelyn,
thank you for being here and sharing this. And, of course, my heart and thoughts and prayers go out to the family and, of course, Aiden for being such a strong little boy. And let's see what we can do. You know, again, the community rallies around all of us, and if we can make a difference, that's what I'm about to do here. So, again, give out that website one more time.
That is Match for Aiden. That's AYDEN. And yeah, we're asking if you can't make it, if you can't test, they can't help that way. If you when you think of his name or you say his name, just think the high thought. Just know that the doctors are all making the right decisions, that we have found the match, and that's the truth of the matter.
There you go. Prayers to your family. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim. You're a blessing to this community. You and your son.
Well,
We appreciate you.
Thank you. Download our podcast and share our show so we can really get the word out there. Again, thank you so much for being here.
All righty.
All right, take care. All right. Our next guest is Audrey Van de Castle. And if you're making your list and checking it twice, here's something you might want to add to your list. And, of course, that is Stanley Black & Decker. She's going to tell us all about it. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I have Audrey Van de Castle. And you are a maker initiative lead at Stanley Black & Decker, huge name and tools. And talk to us a little bit about, you know, some of the things that we can have for our Christmas. Put it on our list, right?
Definitely. You know, we've got a little bit of everything for anyone on your list. Anything from a beginning DIYer, a college student, a new homeowner. Something like the Black & Decker Furniture Assembly Tool is a really great option. It's small, it's a good stocking stuffer, and it's great for those that are just getting into using power tools. Great for assembling furniture from IKEA and even putting together that toy last minute on Christmas Eve. It's going to make it all go real smooth. Another great option. Another great option for your list is a DeWalt 20-volt atomic drill and driver set. I don't know any DIY person that would say no to a refresh of a drill and driver, so you really can't go wrong with a new set of drills.
Okay, Audrey, I have to just ask you this. Did you grow up with tools in your hands, or how did you become of this? Is your because, like, we have a construction company, so I get it. I mean, tools are like, you know, your right arm. So how about you?
Yeah, I definitely grew up with tools in my hands. You know, my dad was in construction, so I grew up around tools. And once I turned 18 and I was in college, I really started, the bug really hit me, and the rest is history.
I love it. I love it. So what is the one thing of all the tools that you can offer? Like, what would be top of the list?
Oh, it's a hard question because it really depends on who the tool is for. But I think that you aside from the drill driver set, which I'm a firm believer that, you know, any household should have a drill and a driver set in the household. But the Craftsman 8-piece combo kit is a really great kind of comprehensive gift for a DIYer, someone that's doing work around the house. It's got everything that you would need in it, a circular saw, a drill, a jigsaw, even a task light. And that's a really good option because it'll fill someone's toolbox. It'll have everything that you need for a project in there. So that's a really good choice for a gift. If I was going to pick one, it'd be the 8-piece Craftsman combo kit.
There you go. And now I love pink, okay? And I know that you guys have some pink tools. Is that correct?
You know, I think we do have some pink tools, but I'm partial to the black and yellow, the DeWalt tools myself.
I know. I mean, you know, because at least it doesn't get dirty, but every once in a while there's like that woman, you know, that it's her tools, right? So I love that. And how can my viewers find out more information about these products?
Yeah, if your viewers are looking for more info on products and even tips and tricks and guides for projects around the house, they can check out DeWalt.com, Craftsman.com, and BlackandDecker.com.
Perfect. And how can we find out more about you?
You can find me on those websites, and you can even check out StanleyBlackandDecker.com to see a little bit more about the company.
There you go. Audrey, always a pleasure, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Kim. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right. And again, I have another great guest, and it's Robbie Bach. And Robbie Bach is best known for leading the team that brought Xbox to life back in November 15th, 2001. And, of course, fast forward 20 years, they are having their celebration of the 20th anniversary of Xbox, and of course now he's got a new book out. Let's talk with Robbie.
Robbie Bach is best known for leading his team that brought Xbox to life on November 15th, 2001. That's like 20 years. Is this your 20-year anniversary? And more than 3 billion people. I have all my kids play it. Play these games around the world, and gaming is $200 billion industry and fast growing from that. And Robbie is now celebrating your 20th anniversary of Xbox. Isn't that incredible? Doesn't like time just fly?
It absolutely does. I mean, I I didn't have gray hair then. I have gray hair now. 20 years has gone incredibly fast. And, you know, what's really cool about it is as fast as it's gone, you know, I see the current team. There's still some people from the original team that are there. We had a reunion a couple of weeks ago, and they are still doing amazing, amazing work. It's so exciting to see the places they've taken and how broad they have made the Xbox universe.
Robbie, take us back 20 years. What was your mindset at that moment, like when you were even thinking of this? I mean, tell us about that. That's incredible.
Well, my mindset when we started Xbox was, oh, my gosh, we have 18 months. We have to run really fast. We started with 20 people. In 18 months, we had about 2,000 people working on the project.
Wow. And what about funding? I mean, funding at that time?
Well, the good news is we work for this incredible startup funder called Microsoft, we were a startup that had the funding we needed. The challenge we had was, did we have the skill, and could we create a team that was capable of creating something great? And I will tell you, those first 2 years were really hard, and it wasn't clear we were going to make it. And then we had this amazing thing called Halo. And then we had this incredible thing called Xbox Live. And pretty soon I'm learning about creativity, and 20 years later I'm writing a book, right? So, you know, that's kind of how this stuff evolves and grows.
Yeah. And so, like, words of wisdom, never give up, right? I mean, really, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, to me, the things I would say are persistence and perseverance is the source of life. That's for sure. And you're going to have problems along the way, and you got to get through it. The other thing I would say is, from a business perspective, culture is everything. And you have to build a team that understands how to work together. And the third thing I would say is, creativity is king. And, you know, the way to bring about new change and to be successful is to be creative about what you do, whether that's in video games or whether that's writing a thriller novel.
Okay, so let's move into that. Okay, I mean, from Xbox to thriller, I kind of was looking at your little show there. Tell us, I mean, where did that come from? And of course, now, is that your first book or your latest book? Tell us.
Yeah, so it's my second book, but my first fiction book. My first book was a nonfiction business strategy book called Xbox Revisited, which is a great book in its own right, but very different. The Wilson Surrection is a book about an anarchist who is trying to tear the country apart. And my primary character is Major Tamika Smith. She serves at an Air Force base where she has to rescue people from a plane that this anarchist has brought down. And the rest of the story is about the twists and turns in a thriller plot of how Tamika, the FBI, and a hacker on the dark web try to track this set of terrorists down and bring them to justice. And, you know, I wrote it from the characters, and so it's about the people and the personalities and how they interact with what's going on in our country today.
So let me ask you, and I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us right now, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and of course we're talking with Robbie Bach, and of course everybody knows Xbox. He did this 20 years ago. They're celebrating their 20th anniversary of iconic game brand. But here's the thing, was this in your plan of your book?
The writing a book? Now, I would say if you'd asked me when I decided to leave Microsoft and leave Xbox, if you said, oh, Robbie's going to go write a book, I would have said, well, that's a stretch. But then I started doing a bunch of public speaking, and then I wrote the nonfiction book, and I fell in love with writing. And I've always been a writer. I've always liked doing it. Mm-hmm. But the process of creating a book, to me, was wonderful. And the idea that I could then try to challenge myself, you know, you talked about perseverance earlier, challenge myself to do something that I'd never done before. How do you write characters? How do you write dialogue? How do you do scene description? How do you do plot? How do you do point of view? these are all was just amazing experiences for me, and I've grown as a person as a result of it. And so I obviously I hope people love the book, and I think they'll enjoy the story and maybe take something away from it. But for me personally, it has been a tremendous growth experience.
I love that. I love it. And kind of very appropriate time right now in such a weird world, right?
Well, you know, it's you know, I wrote a big chunk of the book in 2016 and 2017, and I wrote it in a way in which you'd say, well, that's a crazy thing. That'll be a shocker for people.
And right.
Then, of course, now we get to 2020 and 2021, and I'm publishing the book, and, you know, life and art are imitating each other.
Isn't that weird? Yeah.
It is very strange, and but I think it makes the book even more relevant. Because,
I really believe that, yeah.
Yeah, not only is it a thriller, so you can just enjoy it, but at the end of it, I hope people will pause and say, wow, okay, I've learned something, and there's something for me to think about here.
I love it. And again, where do our listeners find this book?
Yeah, so they can go to, obviously, any of the major retailers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of your local independent booksellers. You can also go to wilksinsurrection.com. And the website there has a video trailer of the book, so you can see something of what the book is about. There's playlists, music playlists for all the characters. There's character descriptions, and, of course, a button you can press to order it. So that's the one-stop-shop place for everything Wilkes Insurrection.
There you go. And also, Robbie, what's next?
What's next for me is perhaps a second Tamika Smith story. We'll see. That's one of the things that's next for me. What's next for me is thinking about whether I want to go again.
There you go. I love it. Never give up, right? And that magic leap into the next category, next chapter. Well, you know what? Thank you so much, and congratulations and happy anniversary. 20 years is huge in Xbox life. And of course, now your book. I can't wait to read it. And, of course, I did watch the video. That was pretty intense. So,
yeah.
I mean, it kind of goes all along with that Xbox, world. So I love it. Robbie Bach, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Please download our podcast after it airs here on the radio.
Thanks, Kim.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Kim Pagano Show is proud to partner with the eWomen Network as they continue to help millions of women entrepreneurs achieve their goal of $1 million in annual revenue. The eWomen Network accelerated events take place the first Wednesday of each month at the beautiful Los Robles Greens in Thousand Oaks. The event will include lunch with wonderful speakers talking about relevant topics for your business and many opportunities to network with potential clients and make connections. Come join the fun and elevate your business. The eWomen Network only requires one lifetime membership fee and a monthly fee to stay active on their website. Come find out how the eWomen Network is different than the other networking groups. Apply now on their website at
eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665. That's eWomenNetwork.com/chapters/Calabasas-665.
Glass Arts Collective is dedicated to enriching your life through creative expression. Through the medium of glass art, they make magic with their favorite material, glass. They cut it, shape it, melt it, glue it, solder it, paint it, slump it, and just love it. They are Glass Art Studio, with various classes for all skill levels, including stained glass, mosaic, fused, and painting on glass. Materials and supplies are included. Their team is dedicated to bringing their years of expertise helping their students and fellow artisans in developing and expanding their creative talents in glass fusing, while at the same time nurturing a family-style community that can share, inspire, and support all their members. Check them out at glassartscollective.com. That's glassartscollective.com.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, D-A-O-U-S-T.com.
It's
showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
And again, my next guest, and thank you so much for tuning in here on the Kim Pagano Show. We are going to hear from Dr. Carl Lambert, and he's a family physician based in Chicago, Illinois. And he's going to be focusing on adolescent health and immunizations and vaccine rollout. We're going to talk a little bit about him and see what his thoughts are on it.
You are a family physician based in Chicago, correct?
That's correct.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I know that this is a crazy, worrying time right now for families. And we thought we'd talk a little bit about the season, flu season mostly. And, of course, really just, you know, all the unsettled questions. So, again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
My absolute pleasure.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and your thoughts.
Sure. So, you know, I'm a family doctor in Chicago, so I get to care for family groups, people, populations, just a wide spectrum of people. So I've been able to see quite a bit over the last year and a half with the COVID-19 pandemic. And I certainly share the sentiment that people may have worries or concerns. So I'm happy to talk a little bit about why it's recommended for all age groups, but especially our kids right now to be vaccinated. So there's a couple of reasons for that. So the first reason is, you know, having all age groups vaccinated really does promote a community of immunity. So the more people that we get vaccinated in the U.S., it's less likely that these viruses such as COVID-19 or the flu can really crop up or even cause new variants to arise. So the less likely that happens, the more likely that we can reach a new sense of normalcy. And also we have to recognize that kids, even though it's less likely that they would be hospitalized, they still can carry the virus and spread it to those who may be more vulnerable, such as older adults or those with weakened immune systems. Secondly, I think it's important to consider vaccinations because if we can preserve, say, in-person learning for our kids, sports, just all these different things that really promote social and emotional health, that's an absolute win for quality of life for our kids and teenagers. And then finally, we do know that cases do occur even in kids for hospitalization or even severe side effects after the infection's done. So vaccination can prevent that as well. So absolutely recommend vaccinations for our kids and really the whole family unit.
So Dr. Lambert, is there anything that you're still unsure of? Because there's different situations for families, you know? I mean, to me, I'm not 100% sold yet. And that worries me to have my children and my grandchildren vaccinated.
Sure, sure. I totally understand. I understand, especially being a new parent myself. You want to make sure that you make right decisions and that you don't rush things and that you're being wise about what you do. So as a family doctor, I share that same attitude about the kids that I have the privilege to care for. So I let them know that the data so far has been very, very strong to show that these vaccines are effective. They're over 90% effective, in fact, which is very similar to the vaccination success rates for our adult vaccines for COVID-19. And not only that, the risk of side effects is much, much lower in our kids as opposed to adults. So again, very effective, very safe, and again, highly recommended, especially during these winter months when we know that cases for COVID-19 and flu can rise.
Now, is there any kids that you would not recommend getting them? I mean, they're obviously just like adults, you know, have certain sensitivities. Is there somebody that you would say maybe they should hold off a little longer?
No, currently I'm very comfortable with recommending it for a broad array of patients. And again, I do want to highlight that it's ultimately an individualized decision because every patient's an individual. We also have to acknowledge that there may be different underlying conditions that we just have to be aware of, such as lupus or allergies. But even still with those conditions, the vaccines have been proven to be safe. And then also we can monitor for those things. So if a child or even an adult gets the vaccine, we can monitor them to make sure that nothing happens. Side effects such as allergic reactions, they're very easily treated. So we can monitor and watch for that and even intervene as necessary.
Okay. And now you brought up lupus. What's your thought on that? Is that something that you might want to wait a little bit longer on?
That's a great question. So really the main recommendation from most of the medical community is if you have an immunodeficiency such as lupus or anything of that nature, it actually is recommended to get your COVID vaccine or even your booster to make sure you're up to date because they fall in the category of high risk because we know that their immune system is weaker compared to the general population.
Okay. And what about vitamins? Is there vitamins that our family should be really, I mean, this is a season anyways where you would be getting colds or coughs or flus. You know, what would you recommend in that category?
Yeah, it's a great question that a lot of my parents will ask and patients will ask, like, is that a magic bullet? Vitamin D, vitamin C, all these things. While those things may be helpful, the main point that I wanted to make sure that I made clear with my patients is that that does not replace having antibodies that would protect against, say, COVID-19 and the flu. The only way that you would be able to get antibodies would be either through vaccination or if, God forbid, you actually had one of those infections and then survived or and things of that nature.
Right.
So really, the best bet to get true protection against those viruses is really through vaccination. Though healthy diet, exercise, wellness, that's very helpful, but that does not replace the power and data that's driven behind vaccinations in and of themselves.
Got it. All right. Well, I thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Of course, we talk about the brighter side of life. And of course, Dr. Carl Lambert, how can my listeners find out more about you?
Sure. I mean, you could look me up on Rush University Medical Center's website, or I also recommend if patients or people want to look into more about the vaccines in general, go to familydoctor.org/vaccine. It has a lot of patient-friendly handouts that you can even bring the next time you go and see your family doctor too.
There you go. Well, stay well and happy holidays. Thank you again.
Same to you. Take care.
And again, I thank you all for tuning in here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of health, happiness. And again, organizing is something you do before you do something so that when you do it, it's not all mixed up. And of course, we're here trying to get you organized. So again, we are at the end of the year. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll talk to you next week.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard.